Welcome to Moment in Ministry, hosted by Pastor Steve Dameron.
Hello again. It's Moment in Ministry, and our guest today is Pastor Ken Jones, and so I'm going to have him introduce himself and his ministry.
My name is Kenneth Jones. I'm Pastor Maranatha Baptist Church in Covington, Indiana. I was born and raised in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I was a bus kid. And the bus came around and invited us to church. And it was through my Sunday school teacher that she gave the gospel, and I accepted Christ as my Savior. And then I was called to ministry a few years later after that.
All right, so Pastor Jones, I wanted to ask you, because you preached in chapel, and I would challenge those watching to look up your message. You preached on the Apostle Paul, and you were talking specifically about him being in jail. And through that, I got an idea, and I thought we could talk about it, and that is contradicting the idea of the prosperity gospel, or the idea that, well, if a trial comes into your life, God must not be happy with you. And just before we started recording, you referenced a couple of things in the gospel. So why don't you share that with us?
Well, I guess what I see often is a lot of times people have the idea that if you're going through a trial or you have adversity in your life, that it seems like that God's just not happy, and you must be doing something wrong. And but I keep thinking about the disciples when they were going through learning from Christ. There was a situation with a man who was born blind, and when the disciples looked at him and said, "Well, whose sin was it? Was it this man's sin or his parents?" And Jesus made it very clear that the purpose of that particular trial was for God to get glory, for him to be, again, for him to get his sight back. And again, that goes so contrary to what the Word of God says when people say, well, if God wants you, you're going to have nothing but blessings. I mean, our blessing is heaven.
Yes.
It's not here. It's not here.
And so the other thing that I was thinking about is the story of Joseph.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got the Old Testament, and here's Joseph, and we see all of the problems.
Yeah.
Being betrayed by close relatives,
yeah.
Then being betrayed basically by a boss,
yeah.
And then being betrayed by, you could almost say, co-workers or
yeah.
friends. So here's all this betrayal,
yeah.
And yet through it,
yeah.
We see Joseph come out, as we would say, princely.
Yeah.
He came out really ahead of the game. And through that, and I know in my life, and you shared some things even in your life as far as trials. And through that trial, you see God's grace come upon your life, and you experience that grace. And so I appreciate that thought there.
I think, like I said a minute ago, is that one of my favorite verses on that is through that with Joseph. He says, you know, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And that's, to me, that's one of the things when you look at all the trials and all the things that you go through, you, at the moment, sometimes you go, why me? Why is this happening now? But ultimately, when you see what God is doing, the big picture, you realize that God, He loves us, and in spite of the world we live in, He's in control, and He has a purpose and a plan. And that gives me strength.
Yeah.
And that gives me strength.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us today.
Amen. It was my joy. I appreciate you having me. That's for sure. Amen.